Job growth was weak in August. The unemployment rate incrementally rose, and temporary help services growth stalled. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of SteinbergEmploymentResearch.com reviewing August 2017 U.S. employment trends and developments. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, becoming known as the Household Survey, reports the unemployment rate rose 0.1% to 4.4% in August. The labor force expanded by only 77,000 in August. At the same time, there were 74,000 fewer employed persons and 151 more unemployed persons. In addition, there were 128,000 more people considered as no longer in the labor force. These were all relatively small movements. In other words, the number of unemployment persons increased. At the same time, the number of employed persons decreased, while the labor force expanded, but by a relatively small number. Therefore, the unemployment rate incrementally rose. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report. Overall job growth was 156,000 in August, and that was a disappointment from July's growth of 202,000. The private goods producing sector was up 70,000 in August, and that was a nice improvement from July's growth of 23,000. A year ago, in August 2016, it was down 24,000. Manufacturing grew by 36,000 in August after adding 26,000 in July, which followed a decent June that grew 21,000. A year ago, in August 2016, manufacturing was down 17,000 jobs. The construction sector regained solid footing with an increase of 28,000 after slipping by 3,000 in July. A year ago, in August 2016, it was down 4,000. And mining and logging got up and shook itself off with a gain of 6,000 in August after a flat performance in July. A year ago, in August 2016, it was down 3,000. The private service providing sector gained only 95,000 jobs in August, which was clearly off of July's growth of 179,000. A year ago, in August 2016, it was up 167,000. The retail trade sector limped forward with only 800 more jobs in August that followed shrinkage of 1,900 in July. In August 2016, it was up almost 17,000. The professional and business services sector slowed with growth of 40,000 in August compared to growth of 50,000 in July. However, that was better than a year ago in August 2016 when it was up only 31,000. Job growth in computer system design and related services was 8,000 in August. That computes better than increase of 5,300 in July. The education and health services sector added 25,000 jobs in August, with its highly seasonal private educational services subsector up almost 10,000 jobs. Home healthcare services was essentially flat, with a decline of only 200 jobs in August. It appears the sector was taking a respite after adding more than 12,000 jobs in July. Leisure and hospitality started its postseason hiring siesta with a gain of only 4,000 in August after increasing by 58,000 in July. A year ago, in August 2016, it was up more than 20,000. The total number of government jobs was down 9,000. In August, the federal government was down 1,000, state government was down 5,000, and local government was down 3,000. Temporary help services topped the 3 million job mark for the fifth consecutive month, but it was essentially unchanged from the previous month. In August, there were 3,037,600 temporary help service jobs, which technically was growth of 100 jobs, but in reality was flat. However, July's growth was revised to growth of more than 10,000. A year ago, in August 2016, temporary help was up only 1,000 jobs. Sequential growth in August was 0.003%, with year-over-year growth of 4.3%. Temporary help services market share in August, that is, its portion of all jobs, slipped a bit to 2.07%, or 2.0702%, compared to July's figure of 2.07%, or 2.0723%. A year ago, in August 2016, it was 2.01%, or 2.0130%. In July, the employment report was solid. In August, not so much. The labor force barely expanded as unemployment increased and fewer Americans had jobs in August than in July. And overall job creation by employers was ho-hum at best. These are indeed interesting times in which we live. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A video version of this report with detailed charts and tables can be found at www.steinbergemploymentresearch.com.